I had the good fortune to train as a physiatrist in physical medicine and rehabilitation at Temple University Healthcare System, and go on to do a fellowship in brain injury rehabilitation at the Drucker Brain Injury Center Moss Rehab Hospital, taking care of individuals following catastrophic head injury who were emerging out of coma and then faced with the task of regaining function over the post-acute period and over the remainder of their lives. It's fair to say that all of these individuals had significant changes in their ability to function due to physical, cognitive, executive reasons due to whole brain injury. I've had the professional responsibility to manage chronic pain patients due to disabling condition and musculoskeletal injury over the course of my entire professional career. And in these individuals, I tell them that it's not about your pain, it's much more about your independence or your ability to perform and self-direct your life. The way our brain works is that physical pain, social pain, and psychological pain come to consciousness all in the same area. Physical pain is amplified by social and psychological pain. It is the tail that wags the dog. Within this context, I've used buprenorphine, naloxone, suboxone over the last 16 years to get people off of short and long-acting opiates that plague society in managing chronic pain and fueling this addiction crisis.